The trial of Michael Hitchman continues today, a day after the state's key witness told a packed courtroom that Hitchman approached him and asked that he join an organization to overthrow the government. Army Major Israel Piri testified that Hitchman tried to recruit him for a shadowy organization, the Zimbabwe Freedom Movement, which was launched in London 5 years ago. He said the organization, in addition to overthrowing the government, planned to assassinate several top businessmen and white farmers loyal to the ruling ZANU-PF. Piri claims he immediately reported Hitchman's plans to authorities. The government accuses Hitchman of possession of 11 automatic weapons, thousands of rounds of ammunition, and other military material. No one is allowed to hold automatic weapons in Zimbabwe without special permission. He was arrested in March and refused bail. In defense documents submitted to the court, Hitchman admits he was in possession of automatic weapons, but says he is a registered gun dealer and was going to hand them over to the police. He says the weapons were given to him by fearful white farmers who fled their land in 2004 and 2005. 46-year-old Hitchman used to be a member of the part-time voluntary police reserve in his hometown Matari. He claims he assisted the police in suppressing trade unions in 1997. Harare High Court Justice Alpheus Chitakunya will hear testimony from Hitchman, who claims he was tortured after his arrest, including being kicked twice in his groin and having his buttocks burned by lighted cigarettes. He will challenge the legality of his confession, saying it was extracted through torture. This case is one of the most serious involving weapons in Zimbabwe in the last 20 years, according to legal analysts. Two other men, both opposition supporters, who were arrested with Hitchman and who allegedly have disappeared after being freed on bail, claimed in a previous court hearing that they were also tortured in detention. A former opposition legislator, Roy Bennett, fled the country after Hitchman's arrest and sought asylum in South Africa. A serving opposition legislator, Giles Motsekwa, also arrested in connection in the same case, was released and has not been charged and is still in Zimbabwe. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News.